Devin Archer, Burisma would have gone out of business without Biden brand. By Wendell Hasebo on August 3, 2023. Burisma Holdings would have gone out of business without the Biden brand attached to the company. Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's best friend in business, said during a transcribed congressional testimony. Archer told investigators that Hunter Biden put then-Vice President Joe Biden on speakerphone over 20 times with business associates to sell the Biden brand. That brand is what saved Burisma from going bankrupt, according to Archer. In 2014, Archer and Hunter Biden both joined the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company with legal challenges, as it was under investigation for wrongdoing. In turn, Burisma paid Hunter Biden $83,000 a month to be a board member and provide the Biden brand. My only thought is that I think Burisma would have gone out of business if it didn't have the brand attached to it, Archer told Representative Daniel Goldman, DNY. That's my, like, only, sick, honest opinion. During an interview with Tucker Carlson, Archer expounded on what the Biden brand meant. Obviously, the brand of Biden, you know, adds a lot of power when your dad's vice president, he said. It's an abuse of soft power, he added. Episode 12 Part 1. Devin Archer pic.twitter.com/l/isanstka. Tucker Carlson, at Tucker Carlson, August 2, 2023. Archer also told congressional investigators that the Bidens intimidated people into not legally probing the family's business activities. The capabilities to navigate D.C. that they were able to basically be in the news cycle. And I think that preserved them from a longevity standpoint. That's like my honest, that's like how I think holistically, Archer said. But how would that work? Goldman asked. Because people would be intimidated to mess with them, Archer stated. In what way? Goldman pressed. Legally, Archer replied. Archer's testimony produced evidence implicating Joe Biden in a bribery scheme in which a foreign company paid Hunter Biden in return for the use of the Biden brand, as Breitbart News reported. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.